As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What is up, Katie and the crew? Yo. God, we love them over there. And actually, too, they got a lot of great deals going on for the holiday season. So go hit them up if you're looking for some growing needs. They got you covered. Or maybe for the grower in your life. Great Christmas gifts there as well.
Great gifts. Great gifts.
Well, a Florida woman was left with a sinking feeling after she and a friend broke a sink off a wall while getting it on in a bathroom of an Irish pub in Seminole. Catherine Trammell and her unnamed friend went to the ladies' loo of Irish 31 after knocking back a few beverages. And when they returned to their seats at the bar, an employee noticed major damage to the facility, which no one else had entered in the meantime. While the 37-year-old tried to play it cool and pretend nothing happened, a manager called 911 to summon the cops, who got Trammell to admit, quote, her friend and herself were being intimate in the bathroom
and as a
result caused the sink to break.
You know, don't ever sit or lean or anything on one of those sinks. The sinks are just barely hanging out of that wall.
Yeah.
I've seen that video so many times on Ridiculousness on MTV. Many of those videos.
And it's not like a sink is comfortable to sit on. You know what I mean? Like, out of all the places.
Cold.
To
porcelain.
Get frisky in a bath, just lean up against the bathroom stall door and do it, you know, like they do on the Discovery Channel. I don't know why they try and complicate it. Like, I'm going to put you up on this sink. I'm going to put you up on this cold, weird-shaped porcelain shelf. Come on now.
Is another thing, too. We're all getting a little bigger here in America, all right? We can all admit that.
Stop
leaning on things that are just barely hanging on.
Need some chains that are bolted to the wall just in case. Hunter, have you ever gotten frisky in a public bathroom?
In a public bathroom? I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
I'll be honest.
Yeah, it's too dirty, dude. I don't even like going to the bathroom in a public bathroom.
The couple times I've done it, I'm not proud of. And I remember distinctly one time.
On the toilet?
One time in the bathroom at a Hard Rock casino in the skirts of Chicago. Like, even at the Hard Rock, all right? Nice place. It's still a gross bathroom. You're like,
it's a bathroom, dude. It's where people...
I didn't know.
It's not a clean place. It's the worst place. Go in the car or something.
I didn't know if I was going to catch something from the promiscuous woman I was with or the bathroom itself. Like, that's the risk you're taking there, all right?
Here's the thing. Just pony up the couple $100 for a hotel room.
Yeah.
It's worth it. It's comfortable. You can lay there afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got TV there. You know, and then there's some anticipation. There's a buildup to it.
Yeah. You're one of those motels with the vibrating beds. Much better choice. And you won't have to pay for damages because at a hotel, it doesn't matter what you do. You can just sling it anywhere. It's fine. All right. So, don't get frisky in a public bathroom on the sink because it will break and you will be charged. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.